Olives have been grown in parts of Sonoma County for generations, and in recent years, premium olive oils have begun to share a market with the fine wines for which our region is known. But olives still represent just a sliver of Sonoma County's agricultural production. There are 388 acres of producing olive orchards here, according to the 2009 County Crop Report, with a harvest worth less than $200,000. Even though the numbers are small, that represents significant growth in recent years, more than fourfold since 2003. The overall growth in olive production in California, with far bigger numbers, is rising even more sharply, as we hear in this report from Steve Milne.
The California Olive Oil Council has just finished its agricultural survey. Executive Director Patty Dara says statewide production is up around 30% this year and on track to exceed 1 million gallons by early 2011.
That's a big increase, and when we reach that mark, we will have surpassed French olive oil production, so we're very excited about that.
Dara says California farmers are planting about 8,000 acres of new olive trees every year. Producers are also opening new olive oil tasting rooms at the rate of about one a month.
Sometimes they're freestanding, sometimes they're attached to the where the milling operation is, so there's a whole variety of them.
California produces nearly all of the olive oil made in the U.S., and the Central Valley is the largest production area in the state.
In other agriculture-related news, sheep ranchers are finding an interim use for their herds in nearby urban areas as self-propelled landscaping tools with a taste for invasive weeds. We hear more on that subject from Milne as well.
Landscaping by sheep or goat may be fodder for the Colbert Report.
Goats, if you're going to steal our landscaping jobs, humans are going to start producing feta cheese.
But it's a real moneymaker for California sheep producers.
We've seen an increase in urban areas that typically would require either some sort of spray or human labor hours.
Lisa Carlton heads the California Wool Growers Association. She says more California sheep and goat producers are renting their flocks out as eco-friendly alternatives to herbicides and gas-powered mowers. One of those producers is Ed Anchidogi, who has 120 sheep in Sonoma County. His animals were used to graze in environmentally sensitive wetland areas, places where tractors and other equipment would have been detrimental.
The sheep were doing something that it would be hard to duplicate mechanically. Vernal pools, obviously, there's wet areas, and the equipment would have caused more damage.
Rising fertilizer prices have also made grazing services a cost-effective alternative for farmers. But critics say sheep grazing may actually worsen the spread of invasive weeds. Some plant ecologists say the sheep may be picking up the seeds in their wool and dropping them in new areas. In Sacramento, I'm Steve Milne.
That 2009 ag report for Sonoma County counted nearly 21,000 head of sheep here, with a market value of $1.85 million. So it's safe to say that only a few of them have been able to eat their worth in unwanted weeds. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.